McDonald's softball is on the air.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to McDonald Lady Max softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson and Jason Bovey back together once again on a sunshine-filled day at Mill Pond Park in Baldwin. Sam Aberley, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios in Halley. It's time for McDonald Lady Max softball. And Jason, good to be back out here. Certainly feeling a little bit more, knock on wood, it's kind of a resin table, but we'll knock on it anyway. Feeling a little bit more like spring weather.
No doubt. The sun feels good. And it's been another long week with the girls in the gym, and it seemed like we did this same routine last week.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're on the up and up from here on out.
Now, McDonald 2-0, their opponent, non-conference Division II Baldwin-Woodville, the Blackhawks. Again, there's some talent at this school for sure. I mean, when you look at them in multiple sports, they took Elk Mound down to the wire in that sectional final in Division III girls basketball. And, again, this matchup between these two teams is one that took place last season here at Baldwin. McDonald nipped it by a run 5-4, I believe it was.
That was a great game, and that was a game that we had right before playoffs last year. And Katie Ruff actually got a little knee tweakness, soreness in that game. And that was actually the day that Kelsey Bremnes, you know, she came in, pitched six solid innings and helped us lead us to a 5-4 win in that game.
And Kelsey will be getting the start here. And something we've talked about through, again, just two games this season, but Kelsey Bremnes and Riley Christensen, again, your two pitchers here. And Riley got the start, pitched well. Kelsey came in relief the last game we had. And again, this time Kelsey's going to get the start. And when you look at them both stat-wise, they're both, again, strong starts to the season for Coach Rick Ruff.
Absolutely, and they're not pitchers that are going to overpower anybody, but it's these pitchers this year has made our defense better.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make our defense make plays.
So we're looking forward to seeing this matchup between the McDonald Lady Macs and the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on WOGO. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff of the Lady Macs. This is Lady Macs softball from a bright and sunshine-filled Baldwin's Mill Pond Park here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. run, home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Video stream on Facebook and YouTube here with head coach Rick Ruff as McDonald faces off against the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. And coach, testing yourself with quality non-conference competition. Again, this is a Division II squad in Baldwin-Woodville. I know their basketball team went to a sectional final. There's a lot of talent on the other side.
Yeah, we were up here last year. We played them, and they got a good ball club. But they returned almost everybody, so it's going to be a good contest for us tonight.
And they just put up a ton of runs against Altoona as well, too. And again, I think it was a one-run ball game when you guys played here last year. And I think Kelsey Bremnes got quite a bit of time in that game.
Yeah, she came in a relief of Katie and threw well. So we're looking for a good outing for her today. And if we can play defense, we can stay in this and pull it out in the end.
So two games so far, Coach. Again, maybe not getting that rhythm yet of playing multiple times a week, too. But what's been the emphasis leading into this one?
Well, with the weather like we've been having, we've just been getting as much practice as we can. We've been working a lot in the cage, so we're getting a lot of swings. It's about being consistent, so we're looking to go out there and make sure we're hitting strikes and playing good defense.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff of the McDonald Lady Macs. It's Lady Macs softball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Lady Mac softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Finding a few internet issues out here, but doing the best we can. So again, hang tight if you have somebody who's saying, hey, what's going on with the video stream? Well, we've restarted and hoping that the internet here will hold out at Baldwin, kind of the times and trials of learning here on the road what different venues we can broadcast from. But Jason, this Baldwin-Woodville team that McDonald's facing, they played a couple against a middle border opponent in Altoona. Of course, we saw Altoona went to extras, able to beat them 9-8. Two wins in a row against the Railroaders for the Blackhawks, and the second one, they really had the bats going.
Yeah, the first game was, 4-2, and then they obviously got the look they wanted against them, and in the second game, their bats really came alive against Altoona there. So, we saw this team in winter ball, too, this year. But Baldwin-Woodville, always good program, well-coached. Going to be a good game here tonight.
It really is, again, an opportunity for McDonald to test themselves early on as you're still, again, trying to figure out your own identity as a team, right? Test yourselves against the best, too. And again, not someone that you'll see in the playoffs, not someone you'll see in conference, but you get a chance to get better.
Absolutely, and that's what you're looking for, getting better every game.
We'll take another two-minute break and be back after this here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you live at Baldwin-Woodville's Mill Pond Park. We're back in two, Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, the live video stream on YouTube. And again, for those who are watching today, do remember that you can listen live at 103.1 FM or WOGO.com, live streaming audio there if the internet issues do persist. We're going to work through this as best we can. But again, sometimes places we go and there's not a good signal. There's not a good signal. So we'll do the best we can. But that is available to you to follow the game if we do happen to have a dropout here, which hopefully will not happen. And again, looking forward to a great game regardless, Jason.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking today. I'd like to see a little bit faster start. I'm hoping, you know, start quick. And then again, solid defense behind Kelsey. We're going to need it.
We'll take another break here and be back after this. The Lady Max and the Blackhawks of Baldwin Woodville on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports. One and one for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone.
run, home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Starting lineup for McDonald looking like this. Kendall Heffler, the junior. Well, we'll get that to you in just a moment here. As first, our national anthem. Time for softball here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. As internet permits, bringing you that live video stream. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And Jason, what's a good key or two here this afternoon for McDonald?
Like I mentioned earlier, I want to see a quick start tonight versus last week. You know, last week we started off a little sluggish before we got some runs going, and then we're going to need defense behind Kelsey tonight. Those are my two big keys for tonight.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. McDonald leading off will be Kendall Heffler, the senior left fielder, number 3. Pitcher she's facing is Olivia Herrer, the junior, number 17. McDonald and Baldwin Woodville. Blackhawks with the jet black pants, white numerals with the red sleeve caps. Black and red accents, white socks. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms with the white pinstripes, white numerals. McDonald across the chest with the gold piping, white batting helmets. Kendall Heffler again batting 500 on the season. Now that's just one game, but see if she can keep that up or even raise it here today.
She's going to be pretty solid all year long. I would expect her to hover right around there the whole season.
And Kendall plays left field. Has batted leadoff the past two seasons. McDonald, it's been a bit since they played.
Leading it off the top of the first for the Max. Number 3, Kendall.
Feeling like football season at the end of the week.
I know. First pitch. Kendall takes strike one. Ball one on the second offering from here. Kendall fouls one up over the backstop and almost hits a grill behind us.
It's under that pitch just a little bit.
One and two the count on Kendall Heffler. Kendall. Hard line shot, and that's going to hit the grass between the center fielder and the right fielder, and Kendall, a stand-up double to get McDonald in scoring position right away.
Did a good job there, Caleb, sitting on that changeup. Ripped it into the gap. It's the start we were looking for.
Brings up Chloe Flanagan. Chloe batting from the left. Shows bunt in there for a strike as Kendall looking like she wants to get moving right away. A leadoff double from Kendall Heffler. Chloe Flanagan, the junior, with an 0-1 count. Tip one behind the plate, strike two.
Hey, you got it, Chloe, you got it, baby.
The Max and the Blackhawks here from Mill Pond Park in Baldwin.
You got it, babe, you got it.
Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Carter Jager, the Wogo home base in Halley. Low and in the dirt, ball one. Chloe steps back in with a 1-2 count. Takes ball two. Count even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flanagan, the junior, awaits the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One away from McDonald. Kendall Heffler still aboard. Brings up Riley Christensen. A sophomore playing third today. Started at pitcher last game, number 7. Riley bats on the right. She's batting 750 in the first 2 games. First pitch, rise ball in for ball one.
Riley swinging a hot bat. Hopefully she can stay hot.
Riley awaits the pitch from here. Another riser, ball two. Olivia Herrera, the junior, in the circle. Riley, she's going to send one right from the center fielder. It's bobbled out there. Kendall rounding third, heading for home. Riley into second. She's headed for third. Riley, a head for slide into third for an RBI triple, and McDonald leads 1-0.
That was a rocket out to center field, Caleb, and the center fielder had a hard time managing it. It was coming so hot, and Kendall came in easy, and Riley with a nice triple.
The Lady Max with an early one-run advantage. Kelsey Bremnes now at the plate. Bats from the right. She'll be starting the pitcher. Kelsey dribbles one along the third baseline. Foul. Kelsey takes one in high. Two balls, one strike. Fouling one straight back, Kelsey Bremnes on the next offering from junior Olivia Herrer. Bremnes, number 10, the sophomore. She'll line one right past the shortstop. That'll score one easily. And Kelsey Bremnes, an RBI single, makes it 2-0 McDonald.
The girls are right on it. That was another solid rip right to the shortstop, and she just couldn't handle it.
Riley in to score. RBI single for Kelsey Bremnes and Claire Ruff, the sophomore shortstop at the plate. Claire bats from the right. Takes a rise ball for ball one. One away here in the top of the first at Mill Pond Park in Baldwin here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Strike one called.
It's birthday week for the McDonald girls this week. Claire turned 16 yesterday and celebrated a birthday with Coach Eric Wiedemeyer as well.
Well, happy birthday one day late to Claire and Eric. As Ruff pops one straight up foul territory and bobbled off the fence and caught. As Claire will head back to do it again. As it looked like the first baseman had her glove on it and then popped loose, hit the fence, and can't do that.
Dead ball.
Claire stands back in. Rise ball gets away from the catcher, and that's going to send the runner, Kelsey Bremnes, to second. We'll get the count updated here. Two balls, two strikes.
Here we go, Claire.
Let's go. One, two,
line drive, hooking foul. Camera operator Sam Aberley mentioning again, because we're not having the greatest internet here today, but if you are watching on the YouTube live video stream, you can always back up the stream a little bit. Again, so you're not watching live, but back it up a little bit so it's not buffering and refreshing if you are having that issue. So again, just a word from our camera operator for folks trying to enjoy the game, the live video stream. And we wish we had a little bit better internet connection out here, but we'll do the best we can to bring this broadcast to you. And again, always available on the radio dial of 103.1 FM or AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Hard shot grounder over second base for Claire Ruff. That's going to send Kelsey Bremnes cruising in to score. Claire takes second with a slide. It is 3-0 McDonald.
Another beautiful hit by Claire right up the middle. Exactly what you want.
Apparently all that time in the gym while it's been rainy and cold outside has paid off. RBI double for Claire Ruff. And now we'll have a brief infield conference. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Lizzie Liebrandt, sophomore catcher, also batting 556 through the first two games, is at the plate now.
Next batter for the Mets,
with Claire Ruff standing at second. Lizzie can hit it a mile if she gets a hold of it. First offering, too high, ball one. Three in for McDonald. We're in the top of the first. Here at Baldwin Woodville's Mill Pond Park. Kiara Leinenkugel on deck. Strike one called. And Lizzie, the sophomore, bats from the right. Herring's the offering. A little bit high, ball two.
That's a tough one to hold on. Just a little bit high in the zone.
And the plate discipline for McDonald. Two balls, one strike. Liebrandt, hard shot past the shortstop, and that's going to send Claire Ruff to third. They'll be at the corners as Claire will hold up there. But Liz Liebrandt aboard, and McDonald still just one away with three runs in. And now Liebrandt stands at first and Claire Ruff at third. We have a courtesy runner coming in. So Liz Liebrandt, the catcher. Miss Kiara Leinenkugel will anxiously await her chance. So for McDonald, I believe it's Aubrey Beyer that came in to run.
Yeah.
So Aubrey Beyer now stands at first. The senior. Caroline and Kugel, she'll slap the first one right through the shortstop's legs, and that'll score one, and Kiara's aboard with an RBI single. Runners at first and second, 4-0 McDonald.
That's better, number four, Avery
Bovey. Avery Bovey, the senior, second baseman number four. Now at the plate, McDonald, dare I say, threatening to bat around here in the top of the first. Rise ball misses.
Talk ball about one. That quick start, Caleb, and that's exactly what we've gotten so far.
Avery is batting 500 through the first two games. Keegan Winger on deck. Avery fouls one back. Ball one. So Liz Liebrandt stands at second. Caroline and Kugel at first. Donald's been making some solid contact. Bovee squares to bunt, drops one right in front of home plate. The throw to first in time. It'll move the runners to second and third with two away.
Great sack bunt there, Caleb.
I mean, it just died 6 inches in front of the plate. Really,
really
well done.
Really, you want to get that ball a little more in front of you, and she takes pride in her bunts, and she'll correct that.
So, Keegan Winger, who's been swinging a hot bat, the DP today, takes strike one. Keegan's 600 batting average through the first two games. The junior has played third in the first couple games. DP today, as Riley's at third. 0-1 pitch. Missed ball one. Again, Keegan batting in the nine slot. For head coach Rick Ruff, we are still in the top of the first. It's 4-0 McDonald. Herring's the pitch. Keegan Winger, line drive that will skip right over the bag at third. Just barely foul. Barely.
That's why you teach your runners on third base to get off the base in foul territory. You don't want to get hit on that.
One ball, two strikes on Keegan Winger. Herring's the pitch. Winger gets a big piece of that one, drives it out to left. One run is in. The second one coming to the plate, tagged at the plate for the out. But McDonald sends nine to the plate in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of one with our score. McDonald 5, Baldwin Woodville nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
McDonald Lady Mac softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. And turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for head coach Rick Ruff. Opening pitch in there for a strike. She is facing the leadoff batter, Linnea Freer, the junior center fielder. Second pitch from Kelsey, a little high. Behind the dish is Liz Lee Brandt, a pair of sophomores in that battery. McDonald leading 5-0 as they sent all nine hitters to the plate. Ball two.
I don't know if you knew this, Caleb, but Kelsey actually has her own pitching card.
Really?
From all the other pitchers on this team, because she has like 7-8 different pitches that she can throw.
That is really impressive. As a sophomore as well. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes for Kelsey Bremnes. Against the leadoff batter. Swing and a miss. K stands for Kelsey. First punch out of the game for Bremnes, and that's out number one of the inning.
Good start.
Again, just reiterating, if you're just joining us on the WOGO Sports Live video stream, giving up to this pitch. In for a strike. What we're hearing from those watching is if there are some buffering issues from time to time with the internet, if you're watching on YouTube, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, just rewind a little bit should be able to eliminate that. Check swing. Did she go?
You bet she did.
She did. Strike two. So again, on YouTube has that wonderful feature of being able to rewind just a little bit and let it catch up. So hopefully that'll enable you, if you're watching on YouTube, to be able to be just fine here. Ball one called. This at bat, as Freer struck out. This is Ashlyn Maurer, the sophomore second baseman.
Swinging a hot stick for these for Baldwin. Four hits last night against Altoona.
They scored, what, 19 runs in that game?
Crazy.
1-2 pitch, change of speeds, fouled off along the third baseline to Coach Tobin. And our thanks to Carter Jager back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator. Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer, camera operator. Ball two misses. Two balls, two strikes. Kelsey Bremnes versus Ashlyn Maurer. Kelsey, the 2-2 pitch. Just missed.
A little low.
Count is worked full. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch. Popped up. Shallow outfield. Long run up for Kendall Heffler. She'll field it on a bounce. And a runner aboard for the Blackhawks. Maurer. Aboard at first, Jane Volgren. Pair of sophomores here in the 2 and 3 slots. Volgren, the shortstop, number 4, bats from the right. McDonald leading 5-0. We're in the bottom of the first. In there for strike one. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam in the upper left of our video stream to catch all the in-game reactions and dugout reactions today. The Metropolis Resort Smile Cam. It's all smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Kelsey, the pitch. Line shot caught at second. Throw to first. Oh, just went over Kiara's head. Otherwise, could have been a double as Claire Ruff able to catch a smoker off the bat of Volgren.
We had her, Caleb, too. Claire got a little excited. She made a beautiful play on that catch. And
Haley Maurer now at the plate with 2 outs.
Sailed the throw a little bit.
Maurer, the catcher, a senior, number 14 with a runner at first. She drives the first one out to left field right in front of Kendall Heffler. Runner will advance to second. So Maurer swings at the first pitch. And will send Ashlyn Maurer, sophomore, to second base. So a couple base runners aboard, but two away here for Kelsey Bremnes as she'll face Lily Middle, the sophomore left fielder. A lot of sophomores in the starting lineup for a talented Baldwin team. Strike one called. Again, mentioning that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam. Smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. In low.
I thought we had a large group of talented sophomores. You're no doubt they're loaded with sophomores.
So again, these two teams, have maybe they'll continue to schedule each other for the next couple seasons. They keep on getting better. Bremnes, the pitch, swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
Lose the count to 1-2. With two aboard, Bremnes one strike away from stranding two. Here in the bottom of the first. Middle at the plate. Bremnes, the 1-2 pitch, fouled straight back. They'll do it again as Leslie Liebrandt retrieves. And McDonald sent up all five batters to the plate if you're just joining us. On the top of the first. They plated five. The 1-2 pitch from Bremnes changed speeds. Couldn't quite get her. Waiting for the call there. Two balls, two strikes. As you mentioned, Kelsey can change up those pitches. Bremnes induces another foul straight back.
You know, Caleb, we always coach girls that, you know, fight with two strikes, but sometimes on a pitch like that, it freezes up the batter, and
yeah,
she couldn't do anything.
Check swing. Ball three. Didn't quite go.
Two balls, two strikes.
count has worked full with two aboard and two outs here in the bottom of the first. Bremnes, the payoff pitch, too high. They're loaded up for the Blackhawks. Little drama here. As with two outs, they're loaded up for Ellie Anderson, the junior third baseman.
That was a good at-bat for that Baldwin young sophomore, Lily.
Anderson, the junior, bats from the right. Opening pitch from Bremnes, in low below the knees, ball one. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO sports director Greg Stewart, G. Stewart, at WWIB.com. Chopper along the third baseline. Foul, but still gloved on a backhand by Riley. And G. Stewart at WWIB.com if you're interested, or call 715-723-1037. One ball, one strike with two away and the bases loaded. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch in low. Ball two.
Just missing a little bit low on some of these pitches. Not by much.
Ellie Anderson, the junior. The two ball, one strike count. The pitch lifted to left. Kendall Heffler dives, couldn't get to it. One run is in, two are in, and it is 5-2, McDonald. Kendall Heffler dove for that one. Could not quite get to it. And a two RBI hit for Ellie Anderson.
She did a good job of keeping that ball in front of her, Caleb.
Brings up Brecken Maccabee, the sophomore first baseman, batting from the right, blowing in the dirt. Again, if after the top of that first you thought maybe McDonald would run away with this, Baldwin Woodville having other plans.
Mm-hmm.
Second pitch, fouled back, one ball, one strike. On Brecken Maccabee. So both Mauers came in to score. Now middle at second, Anderson at first. The 1-1 pitch from Kelsey Bremnes. It's fouled straight up. Bobbled a little bit by Bremnes. No throw to first. To slap throw to third just to hold the runner there. But they're loaded up. That was kind of an odd little hit.
Yeah,
it died right in front of the plate.
Right in front of the plate. It came up high.
So Maccabee
with it.
Reaches and brings up Olivia Hare, the junior, the pitcher, trying to help her own cause. This is the eighth batter of the inning for Baldwin Woodville. Strike one call. They're loaded up for the Hawks. McDonald 5, Baldwin Woodville 2. We're in the bottom of the opening inning here at Baldwin. Pitch from Bremnes, low. One ball, one strike. Pretty long opening inning that we've had here.
On both sides.
Bremnes, the 1-1 pitch. It's popped foul for strike two over along the dugout side for the Hawks. One ball, two strikes. With two away, but the bases loaded up for Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes, the pitch, checked. Ball two. Holding back there, Olivia Hare, the junior. Just one senior in the starting lineup for the Blackhawks. Swing and a miss, Kelsey Bremnes. A K to end the inning. Two come across for the Blackhawks. We head to the top of the second with our score, McDonald 5, Baldwin Woodville 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Welcome back. WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bobey with you. Kendall Heffler strides up to the plate. If that feels like deja vu, it's because McDonald sent all nine hitters to the plates in the first inning as they scored five. Baldwin Woodville, the Blackhawks, came back with two. And that's where we sit. 5-2 McDonald. Here in the top of the second.
Baldwin Woodville with the pitching change.
So they now will put Ashlyn Maurer, I believe, in the circle.
Yep.
Kendall Heffler takes ball one. So Maurer started off at second. But now the sophomore. In the circle, rise ball misses high. Kendall Heffler standing still as a statue for that one, saying, give me something I can smack. 2-0 pitch, top of the second for Maurer. Ball three. Nation at bat here for Kendall. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice you can trust. 3-0 pitch, strike one called. Royal Credit Union, see everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Three balls, one strike on Kendall Heffler. Maurer, the sophomore, the pitch in low. Ball four, take your base, Kendall Heffler. She is aboard for the second time today. Started off the game with that leadoff double.
Anytime we can get Kendall on the base pads, it's going to be a...
It's a smart move.
Yes.
Chloe Flanagan now at the plate. She will foul one up, and it's going to stay in play in foul territory. Kendall dives into seconds after tagging up as the third baseman shaded over to catch the foul pop-up, but Kendall a heads-up play to get herself into scoring position.
Coach Ruff, they do a good job on making the girls pay attention to that type of thing. We saw that last year even with Coach Beyer, and she took the bag, and that's a bag that runner should not get.
Strike one called on Riley Christensen. Kendall Heffler aboard at second. One away here in the top of the second. Maurer the pitch. Line shot to the shortstop. Hard throw to first in time. Kendall has to hold at second. And two are retired. As Maurer settling in a little bit here. 6-3 on the putout.
Brings up number 10, Kelsey Bremnes.
As Kelsey Bremnes back up to the plate. She singled. Later scored a run. And an RBI. And that explosive top of the first for McDonald as well. Ashlyn Maurer came in relief.
Yeah, Kendall got off the bag on that one, and you want to make that shortstop pay attention to you, and that shortstop gave her a quick look, and Kendall, it must have scared her a little bit because she fell down going back to second. But
Bremnes, 0-1 pitch, fouled up toward the dugout for Baldwin Woodville, and out of play. So Bremnes down 0-2 in the count here with two away and a runner, Kendall Heffler, at second. Ashlyn Maurer, the sophomore, in the circle for Baldwin Woodville. Popped along the third baseline, hooking foul as Kendall Heffler was chugging past third if that one had stayed fair.
It's hard to see down that line, Caleb, but it didn't look like it missed by much.
It'll stay at 0-2. Bremnes at the plate. Claire Ruff on deck. The pitch in low. Ball one of this at bat. 1-2 the counts. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. 715-723-2977.
I always say,
ball
Caleb,
two.
The pitchers have the best eyes up there. They know what a strike is and what when it's not a strike.
Maurer, strike three called him.
I just ate my words there, Caleb.
So, Bremnes, a called strike three retired. We head to the bottom of the second. No scoring for McDonald in the top of two. Our score remains the Max 5, the Blackhawks 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. Kelsey Bremnes back in the circle for McDonald. Opening pitch swung on and drifted foul along the third base line. Leadoff batter for the Blackhawks is Avery Ferg, the lone Hawks batter who did not come to the plate in that bottom of the first. She's a junior right fielder. Ferg takes ball one. 5-2 our score. McDonald plated five in the top of the first. Baldwin Woodville answered back with two runs, but Kelsey Bremnes struck out Olivia Hare. Line shot, hooking foul for strike two. Bremnes struck out Olivia Hare with the bases loaded. As Hare represented the go-ahead run.
Throw change up, Kels.
One ball, two strikes. Bremnes the pitch. Little high, ball two. Ferg steps back in from the right. Bremnes the pitch. This one skied out to Kendall Heffler, backpedaling, and she makes the catch, falling backward. Kelsey Bremnes gives her a little nod as Kendall Heffler.
Big smile out there.
A little acrobatic work. And so Ferg is retired for out one of the inning for McDonald. Brings up Linnea Freer, who struck out. Strike one call. That was a tough play with Kendall trying to shade her eyes in the sun and also moving backward as the ball kept traveling. Bunt shown.
Well, we saw in that first inning she had those couple drop right in front of her, and I'm sure she'd come up a little bit, especially being the last batter in the lineup, and the batter sailed that one a little further than what she thought, I think, too.
0-2 counts. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, swing and a miss. Her third strike out of the day. Kelsey Bremnes retires Freer by strikeout for the second time in the first two innings. And that brings up Ashlyn Maurer, who's now pitching, started out at second. She singled and scored a run her first time up. Two away. The Hawks did a lot of damage with two outs last time. Ball one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 1-0 pitch from Bremnes. Missed wide. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Blowing in the dirt, ball three. As Maurer quickly ahead in the count, 3-0 here against Kelsey Bremnes. Two away, none in. You're in this bottom of the second at Baldwin Woodville. Bremnes, 3-0 pitch, missed low four-pitch walk. And a runner is aboard for the first time this inning for the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. Maurer draws the walk. Coming into this game, Kelsey Bremnes had faced 26 batters, 7 hits allowed. No walks coming into this game. She'd struck out 9. Now a 2 away and a runner at first. Opening pitch. That's lined out to left over the top of Kendall Heffler. That one could be trouble. All the way back to the wall. Maurer rounding third, heading toward home. She'll score standing up. And it's an RBI double for Baldwin Woodville to make the score 5-3.
Kendall had a glove on that one even.
Runner at second base now.
That was Volgren.
Number 14, Haley Maurer.
And Haley Maurer, who singled and scored, the catcher, number 14, batting from the right, back at the plate for Coach Tobin. 5-3, now a two-run game. Bremnes the pitch, dribbled foul along the third baseline. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, that's White City Glass. 0-1 counts. Two away, one in, runner at second for Baldwin Woodville. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, rise ball in high. One ball, one strike. Haley Maurer, the senior catcher, trying to go 2-for-2 to start the day. The pitch, Maurer sends it deep to left. Kendall Heffler, this one's trouble, and it is gone. A two-run homer to tie the game. And we are knotted at 5. As Haley Maurer got all of that one. Deep out to left. Volgren in to score. 5 apiece. As McDonald will have a quick huddle in the pitcher's circle. Lily Middle comes up. A lot of damage done here for the Blackhawks with two outs. And again, that's, I think, a lot of credit to this team. Fairly young lineup, but they've played a lot. When you can hit with two strikes, two outs.
Well-disciplined team, that's for sure.
So Middle now in a tie ball game. 5-5 at the plate. Bremnes whistles one in for a strike. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter, Inc., always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Bremnes 0-1 pitch fouled off toward the dugout along the first baseline, and Bremnes quickly ahead 0-2 on Lily Middle. Donald scored all 5 of their runs in the top of the first. 2 in the first, now 3 in the second for the home team, the Blackhawks. Bremnes 0-2 pitch. It's lifted into the air and on a backtrack. Bovey makes the grab. And we head to the third with our score. McDonald 5, Baldwin Woodville 5. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO. She's been 16 for a day. Claire Ruff at the plate, the McDonald sophomore, in a 5-5 ball game. Claire swings at the first pitch, sends it deep out to center, but drifting over to make the play. The junior center fielder, Linnea Freer. A loud out, but an out all the same for McDonald as Ruff is retired. Brings up Liz Lee Brantz. Ashlyn Maurer didn't start the game, came in relief in the second. Pitching well, ball one. And starting the game at pitcher for the Hawks was Olivia Hare. McDonald was able to rough her up a bit with five runs there in the top of the first, and that brought in Maurer. Skips one low and in the dirt, ball two. Lee Brandt wisely laying off. Ashlyn Maurer, the sophomore, number three, started off at second base. Now in the circle for the Hawks. Ball three. Lee Brandt looking for a pitch to hit. Holds off. 3-0 count. 5-5 ball game, top of the third here in Baldwin. Maurer the pitch. Lee Brandt gets a big piece of this one, but chopped it up a little bit. The right fielder circles and makes the catch. Two retired.
3-0, Coach Ruff gave her the green light on that one. Let her swing away, see what can happen. Maybe she could barrel that one up and hit it deep, but just missed it.
Brings up Lyon and Kugel. She takes one low and in the dirt, gets all the way to the backstop. Kiara had a single in the first, was called out at home to end the inning. 5-5 game. Two away from McDonald. Lyon and Kugel takes one low. 2-0 the counts. Maurer, the pitch. Lyon and Kugel takes strike one. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every deal with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Bargain City Superstore. The pitch in the dirt. 3-1 count. Hitters count for Kiara Leinenkugel. Again, Bargain City Superstore. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore. Next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake. Coming soon to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. Caroline and Kugel awaiting the 3-1 pitch from Maurer. Strike two called. Count has worked full with two away and none on for McDonald. Trying not to be blanked for two straight innings here. Lyon and Kugel batting 500 coming into this game. Pops one up. Headed toward first. Gloved there. And it's a 1-2-3. Top of the third for Maurer and Baldwin Woodville. We head to the bottom of the third with the score remaining. McDonald 5, Baldwin Woodville 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at stelterincorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Again, recommending watching it on YouTube today because you have the ability to rewind a little bit. I know there's some buffering issues with the lack of internet connection out here. Bremnes, first pitch in there for a strike. So again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. You can subscribe there so you can be notified every time we go live. And be a good way to watch. Just rewind it a little bit. Watch just a few seconds short of live.
Baseball came in from the baseball field right behind us.
Yeah, again, game going on about 20, 30 feet behind us. As you mentioned, baseball there, softball here. 0-1 count. Ball one.
Time for us, Caleb, to have a 1-2-3, just like Baldwin-Woodville had last inning.
And Anderson at the plate, number 15. Ball two is wide. Anderson had a 2-RBI single her first time up, the junior third baseman. Remnus the pitch. Chopped along the third baseline, bobbled there. Riley not able to get it in time. And the runner is aboard for the Blackhawks in a 5-5 game. So Anderson reaches for the second time today. Brings up Brecken McAbee, who singled the sophomore first baseman. Back in the first. Runner at first, none out. Bremnes the pitch. In a little high. One-0 pitch. Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore, popped her up. Line and Kugel chases, but over the dugout and out of play along the first base line. Strike one. 1-1, one strike on Brecken McAbee, the sophomore. Facing fellow sophomore Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes whistles one in a little bit low. 2-1 the count with one runner aboard, none out here. Home half of the third inning. Bremnes the pitch, popped up foul behind the backstop and over the press box. 2-2. Leadoff batter. Ellie Anderson reached on the air. She's at first. Bremnes the pitch. Hard shot out towards center. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Throw to second. Not in time. Or excuse me, throw to second in time for the force. And one retired. Good work out there by Olivia Wolf. Catch that one on the bounce. So McAbee reaches on the fielder's choice, but Anderson is retired. And Hare, who struck out to end the first inning, now aboard strike one. Excuse me, now at the plate. Olivia Hare, the junior, started out at pitcher, gave up five runs, and shifts it to the outfield. Bremnes the pitch, Hare holds off, ball one. McAbee, the sophomore, at first. One away now for Kelsey Bremnes in a 5-5 ball game, bottom of the third. Bremnes 1-1 pitch, just missed. 1-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2-1. The pitch low and in the dirt. 3-1 count here for Olivia Hare. One away, one on. 3-1 pitch from Bremnes. Hard shot out toward right and bouncing off the glove of Chloe Flanagan. And the runners circling to second and third. McDonald gets it back to the infield. The now two in scoring position with just one away. As Olivia Hare, solid contact out to right field.
Brings up number 16, Avery.
Looked like Chloe had a beat on that one and just tailed away on her.
Just got away from her. McAbee now at third. Brings up Avery Ferg. Ferg swings at the first pitch out toward Chloe, drops it in front of her. Throw not in time. And Bremnes will just have to cut it off. And it's 6-5. Baldwin Woodville. Runners now at the corners. It's Ferg with the RBI single to score McAbee. And Hare now at third. Top of the order, Linnea Freer. Runners at the corners. Takes ball one low. Just one away here, 6-5 score. McDonald scored the first for 5 runs of the game. The Blackhawks have fought back in their home field. Freer struck out the first 2 times. Ball low. 2-0 the count. For the center fielder. The junior batting from the left. Runners at first and third. One away. One run ball game. First lead of the game for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. Bremnes. The pitch. Showing bunt. Strike called. Snap throw to third. Riley holds the runner there. 2 balls, 1 strike on Linnea Freer. Bremnes, the pitch, rise ball high. 3-1. 6-5 Baldwin-Woodville. Looking for more. Bremnes trying to shut things down. Kelsey digs in. The pitch. Shot over the bag at second. That's going to score one. Bobbled in the outfield. Runners will advance to second and third. And it's 7-5. Baldwin-Woodville. Freer gets her first hit of the game. Scores one. And Freer advances to second. Harris scores Ferg now at third. This Blackhawks lineup, their last time out, scored 19 against Altoona. We're seeing those hot bats. Ashlyn Maurer is now pitching. The lefty with runners at second and third takes ball one. Seven to five, Baldwin-Woodville. Bremnes in the circle. Dribbler right back, gets past Kelsey, throw to first. Is it in time? Safe. And another run across, 8-5. Runners at the corners as Maurer. Two for two day. She's reached all 3 times. Maurer safe at first. And Ferg around to score. Brings up Jane Volgren. Eight to five ball game. Baldwin-Woodville with the lead. Runner goes. And taking second is Maurer.
Avery did a good job coming up to cut that ball, and it's on her to make that read on the third baseman if she's going home, and they did their job holding her there.
Runners at second and third, still just one out. Bremnes the pitch, swing and a miss. On Jane Volgren, who lined out to clear rough on a hard hit ball to shorts in the first, then an RBI double and scored a run in the second. 8 unanswered runs here for Baldwin-Woodville. Shot over the shortstop's head. That's going to score 2 for Baldwin-Woodville as Volgren, a 2 RBI single to to make it 10-5 Baldwin-Woodville. Their bats are hot right now.
Yeah, that was what you call a little Texas leaguer, just a little bit over our shortstop's head, and too far for her to get to, and dropped in for him.
Infield conference with Coach Rick Ruff. And McDonald scored the first five of the game. I was in the top of the first. They've been shut out the last couple innings, and Baldwin-Woodville scored two in the bottom of the first, three in the bottom of the second, and five so far here in the bottom of the third, and still just one out. Now with a runner at first. And Haley Maurer coming up to the plate. Maurer is 2-for-2 on the day. Singled and scored a run in the first. A two-run homer to left in the second. Again, non-conference ball game here for the Lady Macs, and you want to test yourself against quality competition. They're seeing it here today, and so how do you respond? Again, things couldn't really have gone much better. Sending all nine to the plate in the top of the first, now facing some adversity. But we're still just in the bottom of the third, so a lot of game left to play.
A lot of fight from these McDonald girls. Just, they're not done yet.
Now we're at the plate. Remnus the pitch, tipped back. Strike one. One away, one on. Five in here for Baldwin-Woodville in the bottom of the third. Metropolis Resort bringing constant smiles and fun. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your family adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Remnus, 0-1 pitch, in there for a strike. And in the count, 0-2 against Haley Maurer. Went deep last time up. One out, one on. Remnus the pitch, right back to Kelsey, caromed off her leg, and they're safe at first and second. That was a hard shot, and hopefully Kelsey's all right. Seems like she's shrugging that one off, but
she did a good job.
Fortunate bounce.
Getting her glove in front of her to kind of protect herself. That was a bullet coming back to her.
And Maurer's hit it hard each time up. Brings up Lily Middle, ninth batter of the inning for Baldwin-Woodville. Now with two on, still just one away. 10-5 ball game. 10 unanswered runs for the home team, the Hawks. Remnus the pitch, called strike. Kelsey Remnus, the sophomore, on the back of the circle, now digs in. 0-1 count on Lily Middle. Middle sends one high into the air, out to left. Long run for Kendall Heffler, diving for it in foul territory. Couldn't quite get there. Quite an effort there by Kendall, as we've seen her hit the grass several times out there in left field, going after the ball. That one just out of her reach.
Claire was going hard, too. They both wanted it.
Still puts Remnus ahead in the count, 0-2 against Middle. Kelsey the pitch, slapped foul along the third baseline. We'll do it again at 0-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. And don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Two aboard, one out. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Remnus trying to lock in here and get out of the inning. Coach Tobin calling encouragement out to her hitter. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Remnus. And knocked foul along the third baseline. Count remains at 1-2. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Quality propane and fuels. Bremnes, 1-2 pitch, tried to change speeds and get her to go. Quality propane and fuels. You can stop by the office in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Two balls, two strikes. Bremnes the pitch. Again, chopped foul along that third baseline. Keeping Riley busy over there.
Keeping her on her toes.
Long at bat here from Lily Middle, who worked a walk her first time up in the first inning. Bremnes stands in for the 2-2 pitch. Whirls and deals, fouled back. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore with new items added every day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls and now in Rice Lake. Coming soon to Eau Claire, Bargain City Superstore. Bremnes, the pitch, missed inside. Count is worked full by Lily Middle, the sophomore left fielder. Three balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. Bremnes, payoff pitch. And that one's checked, swing, and a foul along the first baseline. Man, this has been a long at-bat for Lily Middle. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on WOGO Sports. Bremnes, payoff pitch, got her. Send her down on a called strike three. That's a big second out for Kelsey Bremnes.
We've been waiting for that second out for a few batters, haven't we, Caleb?
We have indeed. And so Ellie Anderson, who reached on an error to start the inning, back up at the plate. Now with two away. Still two on. She'll shoot the first one she sees along the third base line, and Riley will trot over to grab it once again. 0-1 the count. 10-5. Baldwin Woodville with 10 unanswered runs after McDonald plated 5 in the top of the first. We're in the bottom of 3 right now. Bremnes the pitch. Change speeds missed. 1-1. 5-3-2. Anderson, 2 RBI single in the first. Reached on an error. Called out at second for the first out of this inning. Bremnes the pitch, skips one low and in the dirt, and the runners will advance to second and third. So Maurer now at second, Volgren at third. 2-1 with two away. A 2 in scoring position for Ellie Anderson, the right-handed batting junior. Bremnes the pitch. Lifted high in the air towards center, circling under it is Wolf, and the inning is over. Damage done for Baldwin Woodville. They lead 10-5. We head to the fourth here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run. Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Carter Jagger back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Sam Aberle, our camera operator, on a much warmer day than last night's game. Out along that third baseline, catching all the action. 10-5, Baldwin-Woodville leading here. McDonald scored the first five of the game. The next 10 have gone to the Hawks. It's Kiar Leinenkugel. At the plate, Avery Bovey at the plate for McDonald's. Leinenkugel made the last out of the third inning. Bovey laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt her first time up. Takes ball one.
Good hold.
I have to say, whatever they're doing over at the concession stand, it just smells tantalizing.
It smells like summer, doesn't it?
Indeed. Fouled straight back and over the backstop and into the stands from Avery Bovey. Bovey again advanced the runners on that sacrifice bunt. Back in the first. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Ashlyn Maurer started out at second, came into this game early in the second inning. She pitched well. Shut out McDonald's batters in the last two innings. Strike three, swinging strike three for out one of the inning. As Bovey comes down to bring up Keegan Winger. In the top of the fourth. Winger the junior, batting from the right. Takes strike one called. Keegan the DP today, number 14. Seen time at third base the first two games. Kendall Heffler on deck. Swing and a miss, big cut at that one. From Keegan Winger.
I think Keegan's a little banged up is why she's not at third base tonight. Something with her calf, I thought I heard.
Hopefully a speedy recovery. Fighting, fouls one straight back. Winger staying alive in this at-bat with one away. And Kendall Heffler waiting to do some damage if Keegan gets aboard. The pitch, and Winger, a line shot right in front of the center fielder all the way back to the fence. Keegan is going to take a big turnaround first and then say, you know what, I'll stay there. So Winger, banged up or not, a big bang on that stick, and brings up Kendall Heffler with a runner aboard.
Yeah, you could tell there, I mean, a healthy Keegan is on two on that one.
Kendall Heffler takes strike one. And that was with two strikes that Keegan blasted that one almost to the fence. Good play by the center fielder to cut it off.
Solid hit.
0-1 pitch on Kendall. Takes a called strike two. I might have seen that one as a little bit low, but...
That's what I was guessing, too. I think Kendall thought the same.
0-2 pitch. Right back to the pitcher. Throw to second for the force. And on the fielder's choice, Kendall Heffler will reach. Keegan Winger out at second and two away. So Kendall reaches for the third time today. And that double and scored a run in the first and then walked in the second. Chloe Flanagan at the plate, takes ball one. Kendall takes off, head first slide into second. Ball dribbles out to the outfield. Kendall took a hard slide there and will just stay at second. She's in scoring position for Chloe.
That's our speed we're accustomed to seeing, Kendall.
Two away. McDonald trailing 10-5 here in the fourth. Chloe Flanagan, the left-handed batting junior, takes strike one. Flanagan struck out in the first. Fly out in the second. Hard shot caught by the third baseman. Oh, Chloe got a big piece of that one, but a nice play at third. And McDonald sends up four, but does not play to run. We head to the bottom of the fourth with our score, Baldwin-Woodville 10, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit
boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Lady Max Softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Bottom of the fourth here at Baldwin, Riley Christensen into pitch for head coach Rick Ruff. Riley moves from third. Riley on this season. Seven innings pitch, faced 32 batters, given up 11 hits, three walks, five strikeouts, a 5.0 ERA. And Kelsey, I believe, has moved over to third.
Diabovi in at second.
6-1-2.
So Leah now playing second. The sophomore. McAbee at the plate. Opening pitch from Riley. Sails in high. Ball one. She's facing number 8, Brecken McAbee. In the last inning, reached on a fielder's choice, later scored a run. Bottom of the 4th, 10-5, Baldwin Woodville. Riley the pitch. Got her to foul, tip it back. One ball, one strike. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Quality Propane and Fuels. 1-1 pitch from Riley. That one's fouled up into the infield. Claire Ruff drifts underneath it, makes the catch. And one retired to start the fourth.
Brings to the plate number 17, Olivia Hare.
Olivia Hare. Now at the plate, the junior.
Well, sometimes giving teams a different look at pitcher. I mean, it takes teams a little time to adjust. Might be what we need.
Here had that double and later scored a run last inning. That 5-run bottom of the third. A little high on ball one from Riley. Against Olivia Hare, the junior. Again, had a rough start of the game as a pitcher. Gave up 5. Hare tips one back and Riley evens the count at 1-1. Quality Propane and Fuels, as we mentioned, call them. 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Riley changes speeds. Ball two. His hair doesn't chase. One away. Bottom of the fourth. 10-5 ball game. Baldwin Woodville with the lead. In the dirt. Ball three. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 3-1 on Olivia Hare. Strike two called. Riley whistles it in to load the count up full. 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Hard shot through the gap over second base. And out to center field. And Olivia Hare, a patient at bat, and she's rewarded with a single. Avery Ferg coming up. Ferg the junior reached last inning on a single, later scored a run. Missing Riley Christensen for the first time. Now with a runner aboard. First pitch, a little high, Lizzie Liebrandt snags it. One ball, no strikes. Riley the pitch, foul back. Evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. 10-5 ball game. Long shot over a hooking foul along the third base line for strike two. Kendall Heffler again has been getting her workout in over there.
Told me she's always on the run track.
We love having her on softball, but yeah, she's getting a track-like workout out there and left. Another foul tip. Count remains at 1-2 with one away. Olivia Hare, the junior, is at first base. Riley Christensen, the sophomore pitcher. The 1-2 offering high. Lizzie Liebrand out of her crouch to snatch that one. Two balls, two strikes. Riley, the 2-2 pitch. Popped along the first base line and snagging it, Kiara Leinenkugel for out number two. And a quick look back at Hare to see if she was going to pop off the bag.
Nice focus on Kiara there. That pop-up right in between. She had the runner trying to get back and trying to catch the ball at the same time.
Yeah, again, you could easily lose focus and miss the catch and the runner. Opening pitch strike for Riley Christensen. Against Linnea Freer. Freer struck out her first two times up, but a big RBI single in that five-run bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch from Christensen. Popped up. Headed over our direction. Actually, I think we just returned the favor and sent one into the baseball diamonds after they had one over here. Oh and two. Christensen ahead in the count. Skips one low and in the dirt. That's going to send the runner to second. So Hare now in scoring position with two away. And a 1-2 count on Linnea Freer. The pitch. Hard shot deep to left. And that one is going to hook foul as another dive out there and left from Kendall Heffler. Now remains at 1-2. I feel like after this one, if McDonald was wearing whites, it would be a Tide commercial as many times as Kendall's hit the grass. 1-2 pitch. Another hard shot, hooking foul along the third baseline. Kendall this time will chase, but say, yeah, that one's not catchable. One ball, two strikes. Runner at seconds. Battle here between Riley Christensen and Linnea Freer. Riley the pitch, changes speeds. Ball two. Freer, good job holding back on that one. A lot of damage has been done in this game by the Blackhawks with two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Riley, a big strikeout to end the inning. And a zero on the scoreboard for Baldwin-Woodville that time. We head to the fifth with the score remaining. Baldwin-Woodville 10, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Yeah.
Good to have you with us from Mill Pond Park in Baldwin. Caleb Svensson, Jason Bovey on a beautiful afternoon and evening here on WOGO Sports. Riley Christensen came into pitch. Scoreless fourth. Got the strikeout to end the inning. And now she's at the plate for Coach Rick Ruffin McDonald. Ashlyn Maurer issues ball one. Maurer has pitched three scoreless after coming in relief in the second. McDonald scored five. If you missed the beginning of this game, again, you can rewind and see it on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Second pitch, and Riley gets a big piece of that one. Sends it way out to left and caught right in front of the wall. Riley was hoping for a little carry on that one, looking for her second homer of the season.
She didn't miss by much.
Kelsey Bremnes now at the plate. And a loud out, but an out all the same for the first of the inning. Kelsey Bremnes takes ball one. And if you're McDonald, you want to get one or two back here if you can, but it starts with just getting someone aboard. See if Kelsey can do that here.
Yeah, we don't need
takes
it all
one in the dirt.
We don't need it all back at once. Chip away.
Claire Ruff on deck. Bremnes stands back in from the right. Maurer the pitch. Strike. One at the knees. 2-1 the count on Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald sophomore. Maurer the pitch. Laying off. Actually, did she hit her with that? Maybe it nicked her. Unless I had the count wrong either way. Heading to first is Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Claire Ruff. On her board. So Claire Ruff, RBI double, her first time up. High pitch. Nice job by the catcher snaring that one. Ruff flew out to center her last time up in the third. 10-5, top of the fifth here in Baldwin. Ruff, a deep shot toward center field and heads straight to the center fielder. And Bremnes will have to stay put.
That was a shot, Caleb. I thought that was going to keep carrying right over the center fielder's head, but she backed up a couple steps and right on it.
Liz Liebrandt now at the plates for McDonald. With one aboard but two out, Ashlyn Maurer. Strike one called. Liebrandt, single and a run scored in the first. Flew out to right field her last time up. Ball one. Liebrandt holds off. Bremnes aboard at first. Liebrandt holds off again. Ball two. Ashlyn Maurer, the sophomore, in the circle for Coach Tobin and Baldwin Woodville. They've scored 10 unanswered. McDonald looking for a response.
Yellows.
Liebrandt holds off. Snap throw to first, not in time. Two balls, two strikes on that called strike two on Lizzie. Came into the game batting 556 through the first two contests. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Maurer the pitch. Liebrandt sends it right to third, and another hot corner snag by the third baseman to end the inning. We move to the bottom of the fifth. The score remains Baldwin Woodville 10, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam in the top left of our live video stream. Catch all the in-game reactions today in the dugout. Remember, it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and on-site Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Ashlyn Maurer, who's pitched four scoreless for the Hawks, swings at the first pitch and sends it foul along the third base line. Here, as we are in the bottom of the fifth, Maurer has reached safely all three times she's been up. Single in the first, single in the third, a walk in the second. She's also scored three runs. She is having a whale of a game.
She's a ball player. One. No doubt.
And just a sophomore facing her fellow sophomore and Kelsey Bremnes, and Riley Christensen. Riley, the pitch popped up, foul again along that third baseline. Bremnes giving chase. One ball, two strikes. Riley takes a look at that left forearm. And the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, wide, 2-2. Trying to retire Maurer for the first time in this game. 2-2 pitch, lifted out to Kendall Heffler, circling, makes the catch. And Maurer is retired for the first time here in the fifth. Again, Kendall's been kept busy out there.
That's for sure.
Jane Volgren. Got a pair of hits her last couple times up. Strides back to the plate with one away. Riley sails one a bit high. Ball one. Volgren, her last time up, a two RBI single. No one on base right now, one away. Riley, the pitch, got her with a strike. Just above the knees. 10-5 ball game, Baldwin Woodville leading McDonald. Bottom of the fifth. Riley, the pitch, strike two called. Riley Christensen ahead in the count, 1-2. But a lot of plate discipline from these hitters for the Hawks. Swing and a foul tip back. Count remains at 1-2 with one away. For Riley Christensen, the sophomore hurler for McDonald. Started out at third, has swapped places with Kelsey Bremnes. Riley, the pitch, fouled back and into the stands. He'll take a little hop on the concrete out here at Mill Pond Park. And great baseball and softball complex here in Baldwin. One ball, two strikes, and we'll do it again. Riley deals high. 2-2. Might be the warmest game we've had so far in the early spring schedule on WOGO. 2-2 pitch for Riley. That one, a line shot into center field. Wolf will glove and throw to second. Once again aboard is Jane Volgren. Haley Maurer, who is 3-for-3 with two singles and a homer. That's from the right, has a runner at third. Runner takes off. Lee Brandt, the throw to second. That's off the mark. And now Volgren in scoring position. If Maurer can get a big piece of this one. 1-0 count. 10-5 game, Baldwin Woodville we've mentioned, has scored 10 unanswered here after McDonald scored the first five. Riley, the pitch, just a bit high.
1-3-1.
All right, again, have that two-run shot to left in the second inning. Fouls one back for strike one. Two balls, one strike. Sophomore against senior, Riley Christensen against Haley Maurer. The pitch. Maurer drives it out into foul territory and left. And making Kendall Hafler keep jogging. Count now even at 2-2. One away, runner at second for the home team, the Hawks. Riley, the 2-2 pitch, dribbled along the third baseline. Glove throw to first in time. Runner advances to second, but Claire Ruff doing an excellent job that time, backing up Kelsey Bremnes. A little bit of a bobble. Claire grabbed it, gunned it across the diamond for out number two.
Where she fielded that ball, I cannot believe she made it out. That shows you just how athletic Claire Ruff is.
That was quite the play. So Maurer reaches on the fielder's choice. Or excuse me, Maurer is retired. And Volgren at third. 6-3 on the putout. Lily Middle, the sophomore, number 9 at the plate. She'll pop one straight up and out of play. Riley ahead in the count, 0-2. With two outs and a runner at third. Turns that bright yellow softball over in her right hand, standing at the back of the circle. Now steps back into face Middle. The 0-2 pitch. Line to left in front of Chloe Flanagan. Run will score. No play on that for Chloe.
That's
11-5.
Aubrey Beyer out there.
Oh, Aubrey Beyer, excuse me.
Brings up number 15, Ellie Anderson.
So Middle and RBI single to make it 11-5. As Volgren in to score. Ellie Anderson, the junior, takes ball one. Two out hitting has been a key here for Baldwin Woodville. Riley, the pitch in high, ball two. Middle is at first. One run in here in the bottom of the fifth. 6-run lead for the Blackhawks. Fouled back toward the press box, strike one. Ellie Anderson, the third baseman, the junior. And some athletes here at Baldwin Woodville. As we mentioned, they went to the sectional final, Division III basketball. In for a strike. Throw to second from Lizzie Lee Brandt. Oh, and they'll say safe. Claire Ruff covering the bag. That was a bang-bang play. And the runner advances to second.
Throw my challenge flag on that one, Caleb.
I was going to say, we had a pretty good line on it here.
Yeah,
it sure seemed like the throw was on target and Claire had the tag, but we go on. Foul over to our side as Bremnes makes a run toward it. But again at 2-2.
You know, even seeing Claire's reaction, she knew it. She's not going to lie to you.
Eleven to five. McDonald trailing by 6 runs. Riley, the pitch fouled up. Riley comes up, makes the squeeze, and that'll end the inning. We move to the top of the sixth. One run across for Baldwin Woodville.
Blackhawks score one in the bottom.
After five complete, our score, Baldwin Woodville 11, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Softball on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Carter Jaeger back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Ashland Maurer finds the mark for strike one against Kiara Leinenkugel as we begin the sixth inning. McDonald 5 in the top of the first. Four straight scoreless innings pitched by Maurer as she came in the second. Low and just above the plate for ball one. Leinenkugel single back in the first. Popped out to first her last time up. Check swing. Ball two. Leinenkugel, the senior first baseman, number five. Should offer glove earlier in the game. Did a nice job. Will pop out. Takes one low just below the knees to work into a 3-1 hitter's count. 11-5, McDonald trailing by six runs. Trying to make up some ground here in the sixth. Maurer, the 3-1 pitch, high. Five-pitch walk. Patient at bat for Kiara Leinenkugel. And the leadoff runner is aboard. And we'll have courtesy runner for McDonald.
That's a good at bat for Key. Indeed. Way to start the inning.
Next up for the Mets. Number two, Aaliyah Bowie.
Lauren Buescher, I believe, has come on to run. Aaliyah Bowie at the plate for the first time. Takes strike one. Second offering low and in the dirt, and that's going to send Buescher cruising into second. So a runner in scoring position for Aaliyah Bovey. Aaliyah batting from the right, the sophomore. One ball, one strike. Chops it foul over toward us along the third baseline. One and two the count. Aaliyah Bovey with Kiara Leinenkugel at second base. McDonald looking to get a rally started here. Bovey awaits the pitch. Strike three called. Took the pitch and the umpire saw it differently. That's out one of the inning. Leinenkugel remains at second. And Keegan Winger at the plate.
I'll have to ask her about that one when we get home tonight.
Winger pops one up behind the plates, over the top of the press box and out of play. 0-1, one away. Top of the order in Kendall Heffler. Awaiting Keegan Winger. Winger grounds one too short. Throw across the diamond in time. Buescher advances quickly to third. Two away as Kendall Heffler will come to the plate.
Brings up number three, Kendall Heffler.
So Lauren Buescher now to third. Kendall Heffler at the plate. Takes ball one. Kendall reached on a fielder's choice last time up. Walked in the second. Had that big double and later scored a run in the five-inning first. The pitch, Kendall chops it along the third baseline foul. One ball, one strike. Looking for a big at-bat here from your senior. If you're McDonald, two outs, trailing by six, 11-5 here in the sixth. Kendall. Fouled it way back. One and two. Facing Ashlyn Maurer. Again, an impressive sophomore at the plate and in the circle for Coach Tobin. Kendall grounds one toward first. Flip to the bag. Not even necessary. She'll just step on it. And McDonald retired with four batters. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. The score remains Baldwin-Woodville 11, McDonald 5. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac Softball at WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Mac softball, third game of the season for Coach Rick Ruff and company. We're in the bottom of the sixth here in Baldwin-Woodville at Mill Pond Park. Lady Mac scored five in the top of the first, have been shut out since then. The home team Hawks have responded with 11 runs. They lead by six. And their leadoff batter, Brecken McAbee, the sophomore first baseman. Opening pitch from Riley. Induces a foul tip backward. Strike one. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Another foul. As Riley showing off the heat. We've seen that again in her strikeout a couple innings ago, too, where she just absolutely blew it by Freer. 0-2 the count. Riley the pitch. Another foul tip backward. We'll do it again at 0-2. Brecken McAbee, the sophomore first baseman, singled in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run in the third. Pop out to Claire Ruff at short, her last time up. Riley, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Puncher out, Riley Christensen with the strikeout to open the bottom of the sixth.
Brown brings up number 17, Olivia Hare.
Lizzie flashed high. Riley hit that exact spot and got the strikeout.
So McAbee is retired, bringing up Olivia Hare, the junior. Strike one called. Hare struck out her first time up in the first. Doubled and scored in the third. A single but left stranded in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Too low, ball one. Join us tomorrow for Matinee Max Baseball, 11:40 a.m. start from Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. 1-0 Max pending their game tonight. Diving play. Not in time by Aaliyah Bovius. She took a stab at a base hit.
She didn't miss by much.
It was close. And that hard line drive out to right field puts Hare aboard. Brings up Avery Ferg, number 16, the junior. Ferg sends it into foul territory. Long chase over for Kendall Heffler. Not able to run it down.
I think she did run that down, but she was way out of play.
So 0-1 with one away and one on. Riley Christensen came in relief of Kelsey Bremnes, sophomore for sophomore. Facing Avery Ferg. Ball is the call. One and one. Ferg flew out to left her first time up in the second. Singled and later scored in the third. Popped out to Caroline and Kugel her last time up. She will pop one up in the air again. Long run upward, and what a snag by Aaliyah Bovey, running all the way across the infield to snag that one. What a nice play by the sophomore for the second out of the inning.
That was impressive, not going to lie. She tracked that ball down behind Claire Ruff.
So two away. Riley finds the mark for strike one against Linnea Freer. This is Freer's fifth plate appearance. She struck out three times but did single and score a run back in the third. Riley the pitch, swing and a miss. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Runner still aboard at first. That's Hare. Riley turning the ball over in that right hand. 0-2 pitch. Ball called. They're trying to find the location on that one. They wouldn't give it to her. 1-2. Riley, two outs, one aboard. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Are they saying she tipped it? They'll throw to first for the out. So either way, batter is retired. A scoreless bottom of the sixth. We head to the seventh with the score. Baldwin-Woodville 11, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen. Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rally time for the Lady Macs here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube.
Number one, Aubrey Beyer.
Aubrey Beyer at the plate to lead off. Takes a big swing at the first pitch she sees, strike one. Aubrey batting in place of Chloe Flanagan. She took her place out there in right field. Aubrey takes a smack at the first and second pitches. Got a little contact the second time. Fouled it off, 0-2. McDonald trailing 11-5 here in the top of the seventh. Beyer takes strike three called. The first out of the inning brings up Riley Christensen. Looking to spark the rally here. Riley 1-for-3 on the day. Ashlyn Maurer, the sophomore. The pitch. Riley takes the ball low. And Maurer's been impressive in this circle. Came in relief after that 5-run top of the first for McDonald.
Tough spot for any sophomore to come in down 5 after that first. I mean,
and again, she's kept a clean sheet. Ooh. Long drive out deep, and it's gone! Home run! for McDonald. Riley goes yard for the second time. And that gets a run back for the Lady Macs. How about Riley?
Beautiful hit.
11-6. Let's see if that sparks something for McDonald.
The only thing better, Caleb, would have been a bases full of Macs on that one.
Here we go, Kelsey.
Next time.
Yep.
Kelsey Bremnes now comes to the plate. It's 11-6.
Yeah, Kelsey, get on.
Bremnes takes ball one. On deck is Claire Ruff. Bremnes takes one low. Skips in the dirt. Ball two. Ashlyn Maurer, again, that was the first run she's given up. It's been some solid contact, but Maurer, the pitch, driven along the third baseline, gets by the third baseman, and Bremnes is going to be aboard at first. She heads hard toward second. We'll think better of it and hang tight at first. And Kelsey Bremnes aboard with the single. Got it past the hot glove at third.
Third baseman
brings up Claire Ruff.
Playing up on that one, and it was just too tough for her to handle.
There's Lee Brantz on deck. Claire Ruff takes ball one on the opening pitch. Again, McDonald has made some solid contact against Maurer, but just seemed to have trouble hitting it where someone wasn't for the last few innings. Pitch, line shot into right. That's a base hit for Claire Ruff. And a couple knocks in a row for McDonald.
One at a time.
That brings up Liz Liebrandt. No, Liz has got some power, some pop in her bat. Runners at first and second. 11-6 ball game. McDonald trailing by five. One away here in the top of the seventh on the road. Liz takes ball one. One and oh the count. Pardon me.
Got a strike on that one.
Called strike one. Now ball one. One and one the count with one away, two on, first and second. Claire Ruff at first, Kelsey Bremnes at second. For Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore, facing Maurer, fellow sophomore. The pitch, skips it in low, one hops to the catcher. Ball two. And you can hear that McDonald bench getting into this one now. Maurer, the pitch, Lizzie lifts it high towards center. It is headed back all the way to the wall, but caught. And tagging up and heading toward third is Bremnes. And that's the second out of the inning. Claire Ruff will have to stay at first. Liebrandt sets it way back.
Kind of died up there, didn't it, Kale? I thought it was going to be
a little
deeper.
It was going to head out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So McDonald down to their last out. Caroline and Kugel at the plate with runners at the corners. Trailing by five runs. Line and Kugel takes ball one. Claire Ruff again threatening. Wants to move into scoring position. Aaliyah Bovee is on deck. 0-1 the count, two away, two on. Runners at the corners. Pitch low and in the dirt, and that's going to allow Claire Ruff to head to second and sliding in for the score. Kelsey Bremnes, Claire Ruff heads to third, and McDonald plays one and has another in prime position with two outs. Life remains. How about the aggressive base running here for McDonald? Ruff all the way from first to third. One ball, one strike. Kiera Leinenkugel. Two away, a runner now at third in a four-run game. McDonald trailing 11-7. The pitch, grounder to short. Play at first in time. That'll end the game. McDonald with a spark here in the seventh. But Baldwin Woodville takes care of business in the field. Your final, the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks 11, the McDonald Lady Max 7. Baldwin Woodville moves to 3-1 on the season. McDonald, their first setback of the season, they are 2-1. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes. We'll chat with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll play back your highlights. That's all ahead in two here on WOGO Sports. It's the Max Fall on the road at Baldwin. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Lady Max postgame here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be joined by head coach Rick Ruff soon as well. But Jason, you mentioned off the air, and I think something that should be brought on the air, these are the type of games that make you better is what you said. And again, playing a Division II opponent, a really quality opponent that probably will be playing into late May and then maybe even June. This is a type of game that you can learn a lot from, an iron sharpens iron type of concept.
Yeah, we knew coming in today that Baldwin Woodville was gonna bring it. Good team, well coached. It's a type of game. It was a playoff type level game, and you know, come end of May. I mean, maybe that's a different story, but this game is definitely gonna make us better. And I can't say enough about Ashlyn Maurer.
Yeah,
the job that young sophomore came in down 5. And shut us down, and not only shut us down, but she did damage with her bat as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you look at what Maurer did, 5 straight shutout innings before allowing 2 there at the end of the game. But I have Maurer 2 for 4 on the day, but also a walk and 3 runs scored. She wasn't retired until the 5th inning when Riley was able to get her to fly out. Again, just a sophomore, and we know a thing or two about having some talented sophomores again. But I think what we saw here from McDonald, they started out really well. Again, sent all 9 to the plate in the top of the first and scored 5. Started out hot. That's exactly what you want, what you need. Started out well, and they finished well. Again, the in-between ran into a hot pitcher, and again, just few bumps in the road from time to time on it seemed like we hit the ball where people were, and they did the opposite. But a lot of positives, I think, to garner from this game, and you're playing a really quality opponent. Certainly nothing to be ashamed of in a loss here.
No, we got to remember this is game three. We're getting better, and we're going to grow from this one.
And just a lot of bright spots, which I'm sure we'll hear coming up in our WOGO postgame show here, our plays of the game, our highlights, and we'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff as well, too. But again, you know, some of it is, too, just trying to get into a rhythm of playing two, three times a week, and they haven't had that. There have been these long layoffs, and that's why I think the start to this game was just so impressive for McDonald, because they came out raring and ready to go.
Yeah, I think next week we're going to start with more of what I would call a normal schedule. I think we have Monday against Shell Lake,
yeah.
Tuesday Bloomer, and the weather's looking decent. So
knock on wood again, or knock on rosin resin table here for Monday, because again we're planning to pick up that game against Shell Lake. Originally we were supposed to go up there for Shell Lake, and now they're coming down to Casper, which is nice to play again in the friendly confines of your home field. And so again, quality opponent in Shell Lake, and it should be another good test non-conference for McDonald.
Yeah, they have some athletes up at Shell Lake. I think their basketball team actually made a night. You know, we're a number one seed in D5, if I'm not wrong.
We're watching some JV innings here, and yeah, rather than looking at our faces, we'll give you a look here behind the plates so that you can check out some of the JV innings. They're going to play, I think, two or three here, so you can watch some of that on our WOGO Sports Live video stream. But yeah, again, you test yourselves in non-conference. The goal is not to play people non-conference that you can run rule. The goal is to play people that are capable of beating you, and then you measure yourself and see where you're at. And I think in a lot of ways McDonald can say, hey, there's some building blocks from this game, some things we can do better. But I think they can also say, man, this is a really talented team that we just played out of the middle border, and we stood up to them pretty well.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll take another quick break here on WOGO Sports, our WOGO post game. Got some highlights for you, and we'll chat with head coach Rick Ruff as well. Again, McDonald falls on the road here 11-7 to Baldwin Woodville. Lady Max now at 2-1 on the season, and we'll take a look at our WOGO Sports calendar as well. It's all ahead in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO post game Coach Rick Ruff of McDonald, kind enough to join us here. The Lady Macs fall for the first time this season, 11-7, to a quality opponent, Coach. And again, Jason and I were talking. You started out strong, finished pretty strong as well, too, and really made solid contact offensively throughout the game. Give some credit, too, especially at third base. Some shots that maybe a lesser player might have missed over there, and again, sometimes it's just a little unlucky where it goes. But overall, from the plate, seemed to be a pretty strong performance.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're a solid team. That there's good pitching there. This is exactly what we need to see in order to be ready for conference. And our girls just kept fighting. It was a good day.
It really was. And again, we saw Kelsey battling against a talented lineup that just put up 19 runs the other night. Kelsey battled hard. Then Riley came in and battled well. What did you see that you liked from both of your pitchers here tonight?
Well, obviously it wasn't Kelsey's best night, and what Kelsey started to do was press a little bit and trying to make plays for her team. We weren't playing great defense behind her, so she tried to carry the load a little bit too much. As she got on and realized that she's got help, and we got to make sure that we get her better help, Riley came in, and she's just... she's just a gamer. She just comes in, yeah, and she doesn't have any fear of anything. She just goes after it.
And, Coach, you mentioned, too, again, the ups and downs defensively. We saw some strong plays. Aaliyah Bovee made just a phenomenal play there in the infield. I remember Claire catching just a hot shot as well, too. So, again, some ups and downs. I know a great play out there and left by Kendall, just, you know, thinking of a few, but also, again, some that got away from you a little bit too, and some of that can be difficult too when you can't get out to the field as much. It's a little harder to practice that, and just the things that I'm sure will come as you get a few games into the season and into conference play, where it's like, okay, we're going to see more, we're just going to get more into that groove, but also maybe a good reminder and reinforcement that we've got to be solid defensively.
Yes, especially in the outfield. We got to track the balls a little bit better than we did today. I don't think we were getting a good enough jump right from the start. Got some speed out there. We make up for it. We can get the glove on a ball on a glove or glove on a ball, but we're not in position that we need to be. So we'll work on it. We'll get there.
And bottom line, Coach, again, non-conference games, what we're talking about is you don't want to schedule people in non-conference that you can run rule. You want to schedule teams that are going to challenge you, that are going to press you, that are going to make you better, and I think that goal accomplished today.
Yeah, and I hope that we're giving teams like this the competition they need in order to keep playing, because we need to have them back and see them again next year.
Well, Coach, we're hoping to see you on Monday against Shell Lake, weather permitting. Again, another quality opponent with some good athletes over there as well that should hopefully make both teams better.
Yeah, it'll get us a good weekend of rest here and then get back at it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Happy birthday one day late to Claire, I think turning 16. So, we probably should have an insurance sponsor or something like that. I'm sure your insurance rates go up if you had another driver. But again, appreciate it as always, your time before and after the game. We'll look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right, well, thank you.
Head Coach Rick Ruff here on WOGO. We'll take a one-minute break, be back with your highlights, and put a bow on this one on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Lady Max postgame here on WOGO. McDonald falls 11-7 on the road to Baldwin Woodville. As always, some great highlights. Let's take a listen to how it sounded here on WOGO. 1-2 the count on Kendall Heffler. Kendall, a hard line shot, and that's going to hit the grass between the center fielder and the right fielder, and Kendall, a stand-up double to get McDonald in scoring position right away.
Did a good job there, Caleb, sitting on that changeup.
Olivia Hare, the junior, in the circle. Riley, she's going to send one right from the center fielder. It's bobbled out there. Kendall rounding third, heading for home. Riley into second. She's headed for third. Riley, a head for slide into third for an RBI triple, and McDonald leads 1-0.
That was a rocket out to center field, Caleb, and the center fielder had a hard time managing. It was coming so hot, and Kendall came in easy, and Riley with a nice triple.
This number 10, the sophomore, she'll line one right past the shortstop. That'll score one easily, and Kelsey Bremnes, an RBI single, makes it 2-0 McDonald.
The girls are right on it. That was another solid rip right to the shortstop. And she
pass to you, and again, always available on the radio dial of 103.1 FM or AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Hard shot grounder over second base for Claire Ruff. That's going to send Kelsey Bremnes cruising in to score. Claire takes second with a slide. It is 3-0 McDonald.
Another.
So for McDonald, I believe it's Aubrey Beyer that came in to run.
Yeah.
So Aubrey Beyer now stands at first. Senior. Caroline and Kugel, she'll slap the first one right through the shortstop's legs, and that'll score one, and Kiara's aboard with an RBI single. It's the leadoff batter. Swing and a miss. K stands for Kelsey. First punch out of the game for Bremnes, and that's out number one of the inning.
Good start. A little bit, especially being the last batter in the lineup, and the batter sailed that one a little further than what she thought, I think, too.
0-2 counts. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch swing and a miss, her third strikeout of the day. Kelsey Bremnes retires freer by strikeout for the second time. Brecken McAbee, the sophomore first baseman, singled in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run in the third. A pop out to Claire Ruff at short, her last time up. Riley, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Punch her out, Riley Christensen with a strikeout to open the bottom of the sixth. Blew out to left, her first time up in the second. Singled and later scored in the third. Popped out to Caroline and Kugel, her last time up. She will pop one up in the air again. Long run upward, and what a snag by Aaliyah Bovey, running all the way across the infield to snag that one. What a nice play by the sophomore for the second out of the inning.
That was impressive, not going to lie. I mean,
and again, she's kept a clean sheet. Long drive out deep, and it's gone! Home run! For McDonald, Riley goes yard for the second time. And that gets a run back for the Lady Max. Riley.
Beautiful hit.
0-1 the count. Two away. Two on. Runners at the corners. Pitch low and in the dirt, and that's going to allow Claire Ruff to head to second and sliding in for the score. Kelsey Bremnes, Claire Ruff heads to third, and McDonald plays one and has another in prime position with two outs. The Lady Macs weren't able to score another run, but they made it exciting. Again, we were looking for a little McDonald magic at the end, Jason Bovey, and down six. It was a tall order going into the seventh, but again, they got a couple back and stranded a couple runners, but had some opportunities there as well. And like we keep coming back to, non-conference scheduling, you want to make yourself better, and then you want to make your opponent better as well too, and I think Coach Tobin probably would say, hey, playing this McDonald team was good for us, and Coach Ruff would definitely agree on the Lady Mac side.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't say, I mean, about this, I mean, these girls, you know, playing Division II Baldwin team and pushing them to the limits,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting better, and that's exactly what we did tonight. Even though we had a loss, there's things that you can call good losses, right?
Yeah.
Caleb, and this was a good loss.
I mean, and when you look at, I think it was weathered out, but when you look at who Baldwin schedules non-conference, again, some quality teams there in the middle border, but teams they schedule non-conference like Grantsburg. Of course, we know about Grantsburg and the power of that program. And so for a team to say, hey, we want to schedule some of the best in Western Wisconsin like Grantsburg and like McDonald, again, I think that's a big tip of the cap as well, too, to say, hey, we want to play you guys, and McDonald the same, saying, hey, we want to play Baldwin-Woodville for the second time in as many seasons here. And, again, iron sharpening iron and getting ready to go on to those conference games. And, again, that's coming up quick here for the Lady Macs. They've got that non-conference test against Shell Lake. But once you dive into the Western Clover Belt, not any off games when you look at some of the caliber of opponents that they'll face, including the defending D4 state champ in Fall Creek that they'll see a couple times. I know we've got at least one of those on our WOGO sports schedule. It should be, again, a fun season, and looking forward to seeing this team continue to grow. There's a lot to be optimistic and excited about.
Yeah, I mean, the end game we're all looking for is being battle-tested going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's, if you can do that and you're ready to go for playoffs, and you know, again, the end goal is obviously Madison, and these girls will have, they'll be right there at the end. I mean,
it was a lot of fun here today. Jason, thank you for joining me once again. And yeah, I guess you're on speed dial as well, too. Again, appreciate the chance to work with you again.
Thanks for having me, Caleb. It was great. This time was a lot easier than my first time.
And the girls maybe won't give you such a hard time now.
Yeah. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Carter Jager, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our on-site video producer and camera operator, Sam Aberle, and appreciate again all the sponsors that you hear and see on the radio broadcast, the live video broadcast, making it possible for us to follow our Lady Macs wherever they might go. And tonight it was in Baldwin. Once again, your final score, the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks 11, McDonald 7. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Baldwin.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.